Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, ma'am, with the Golden Voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday morning. Friday, March the 20th, 2026. 3:20:26, 16 minutes past the hour. Now, some people will say this is the first day of spring. I'm going to stick with tomorrow being the first day of spring. Whatever you want to do. But I think this is the last day of winter. And no matter what you believe, I don't think the actual time in which spring is supposed to arrive has actually happened yet. So I'm going to say it's still winter right now, even though the temperatures are very nice. Matt Morgan joins me live in the studio this morning. Actually came in before the obituaries this morning. Very, very early. What's got you so bright-eyed and bushy-tailed this morning? Usually you don't wake up till like 11, even when you get here at 8.
What?
You're still asleep. I'm talking to somebody else.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I drove around a while last night, and then after that, I went home and went to sleep. I mean, that's about it.
Sleeping will get you. Sleeping is always a good thing for getting your body replenished and all that sort of thing. It's been a morning already for a getaway Friday. First of all, I'm not sure if McDonald's gave me a diet pop or not. This is the weirdest tasting pop. It doesn't taste bad, but I can't. I'm not for sure if it's diet or not, but I can't verify that it's regular. It tastes more like regular. I don't know. Who knows? And Monday they gave me a Dr. Pepper, so it's not been a good week for them. And then this morning, a lot of people who are listening will realize this because we got the phone calls this morning. But when I was driving in, the electronic sign in front of this building was not on. And I knew that was a bad sign because I knew that meant that at some point overnight this building had lost power. And when the building loses power, both the computers go down. When the computers go down, we go off the air, which has only happened a handful of times in the 3 years that we've been here, which is good. But we were off air because the computers were shut down because we had lost power. So we went up, we were back on the air about 5 minutes, 10 minutes before 8 o'clock this morning. So we hope you are with us this morning. Oh, maybe it's Coke Zero. It could be that too. Because I don't think it's regular pop.
Does McDonald's have Coke Zero?
Apparently they do.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, so that happened. And then, apparently yesterday, somebody must have stuck a coupon in my a windshield wiper when I was at work yesterday. And it was still flapping. All the way here, it's just flapping this morning. It didn't come off. But I don't understand this one. It's for Papa John's. And apparently they have a new pan pizza. Delivery and carry out, open late. Free cheese sticks, $6.99, Papa pairings. They must be having business troubles. Because why? I'll get to that later on. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I bet I know what's wrong with your pop.
Oh, what's that?
They probably haven't been cleaning the nozzles where it injects it out. Mold can build up there, so you're probably drinking a lot of mold.
Well, it tastes good. It doesn't have a bad taste to it. It just, it doesn't taste like diet, but it doesn't really taste like regular either.
Well, you get a little penicillin there.
A little penicillin. Well, that's good. It'll get rid of any infection I have in my body.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you, though, it was weird because Monday I definitely knew, 99% sure I had Dr. Pepper. There was no doubt about that. But this is not discernible. I don't know if this is, maybe it's Coke Zero if they have that. I don't know.
You like Dr. Pepper?
It's okay, but I'm not a big fan of the sugary drinks in general.
Well, they have diet Dr. Pepper, too.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Boy, I'll tell you, McDonald's just knows what they're doing. They're in business, aren't they?
McDonald's does, but there is a Diet Dr. Pepper out.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Well, most pops have diet.
One can Dr. Pepper or Diet Dr. Pepper. And it's good, but after that, you know, I don't want no more of it for a while.
You know, for a long time, when I worked at a bank in Richwood, I drank Diet Sprite all the time. Because I think that's the only diet beverage that town had. I don't think Richwood could sustain any other diet beverage but Diet Sprite. So every day I had to get a Diet Sprite, Diet Sprite, Diet Sprite. Matter of fact, there were very few restaurants over there, so I had to get, basically every day I ate a taco salad. A taco salad with a Diet Sprite, every day.
Well, when we had the drive-thru, we always carried almost all the Diet Pops. And then there's so many pops out, or so many drinks out now that aren't even soda pops.
Oh, Richwood, when I was...
ridiculous amount of stuff that's out there anymore.
When I was in Richwood, I think they had two restaurants, they had one drive-through, but they had three banks. And I thought, you know, they've got the money over here in Richwood.
Well, you had Bert and Ernie's. That was Dad's old place.
Yeah, Bert and Ernie's was still there. Are they still there?
No.
Yep, they were there. That's right.
Down. The guy owns a drive-thru across the street. He bought that place, so nobody put a drive-thru in. But I don't know why he didn't move his place over there, because he had a lot more room.
Well, that's where I used to get the taco salad, was Bert and Ernie's.
Bert and Ernie's?
Yep.
And then the hotel just, you know, down there on the alley there, the corner of the alley and... Oh, I don't know what street it is, Lake Grove or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
They call it hotel because they used to rent rooms out, but they're not allowed to do that anymore. They've always had food.
I don't remember the hotel. There was a restaurant, and I can't remember the name of it. Well, there was, there was a restaurant at the end of the street down by the Richwood Bank on the corner. I cannot remember what that... But you had to go in there and eat. And working at the bank, I didn't have that kind of time on my lunch break. So I never ate there. And then there was...
the Subway. And no. I think there was a restaurant right beside the Subway.
Oh, there was no Subway there when I was there. There were no commercial restaurants. And...
Well, before the Subway, there was a restaurant in there. There was... two restaurants right beside each other.
Well, no, this was in an old building on the corner of the street. It was on the same street the Richwood Bank was on. I remember that because I worked at the Farmers State Bank, and we were around the corner from the Richwood Bank.
Okay, I know where you was at then.
Yeah, so at the end of our street, there was a restaurant there on the corner. Now, I think later on that restaurant became the Carlisle, which came to Marion, but... I don't think it was not the Carlisle when I was there, but I can't remember what it was called.
Are Carlisle still open to Marion?
Yeah, as far as I know. Yeah, yeah. But then there was a restaurant, and this one, you went down an alley, and it was kind of a bar.
It was right behind Dad's place.
Yeah, but I don't know what that was called.
Matter of fact, somebody come in one time, and they was in a truck, and they wanted a case of beer. And they wanted me to throw it in the back, so I threw it in the back of the truck, and they took off. And they didn't have no license plates on. And as they was leaving, they was in a hurry to get out, and they wrecked into the building back there. Not too bad, but they knocked out their gas meter.
Well, all I know is this was a very dark place, and you could get alcohol there.
Yep.
So it was kind of like a bar, but it was also kind of like a restaurant. And I don't know.
Adults used to have it. I think they're still open.
But every time I ate there, I was always leery of the food. Because that's like where you would go to get a steak or something like that, like a real meal. And it was always just dark and dingy in there. And I always thought, you know, this is a place the health inspector hasn't been to since, like, 1968. And I don't feel that this is...
Oh, the health inspector goes around every 3 months, regardless.
And people could still smoke in restaurants in those days. And boy, that place, woo.
Yeah, bars
you could,
and stuff.
You could catch all kinds of diseases
really
walking in there.
Fill up with smoke.
Needed an oxygen tank on your back just to go in there.
You know, bowling alleys used to be so full.
Oh, yeah, bowling alleys were a bad place for smoke, yeah. But no, restaurants were bad.
A couple days.
But then they had the smoking section, as if that wasn't going to travel into any other part of the restaurant.
Well, places should have a ventilation system, you know, to pull the smoke out, but...
Well, I'm being told now that the restaurant was Carlisle's. It's now called Kelly's. But I think when I was there, it's before it was called Carlisle, because I don't remember it being called Carlisle. It was something...
Oh, I forget what it was called. The Heritage, no?
It might have been the Heritage.
The Heritage was the one on the corner.
Yeah, I think that's the one on the corner, the Heritage, yes. It was called the... I never went there, because you didn't have time for that. Because that was not a drive-through. It was a small kind of a restaurant.
You had to wait on it to get cooked. They used to do good the breakfast business there.
Yeah. I'll tell you, though, the cook at the Heritage, or the waitress, I'm not sure which it was, but she used to clean the bank at night. That was her second job. She would clean the bank.
Well, wonder if she ever found any money.
I doubt it. We were pretty tight.
Yeah, did you have to count your drawer down every night and stuff?
Oh, yeah, this was before computers. We used to have ins and outs, and you had to self-balance your drawer, and it was a whole thing.
When you had your drawer, did you keep all your money facing the same direction?
No. No, because you had to balance every day, so I would just straighten it out then.
Well, I always like to keep the money facing the same direction.
No, we were not super busy. I mean, there were three banks in Richwood, so it wasn't like you were... There weren't, very rarely did we ever have lines.
Well, I think there's only one now, Richwood Bank, I believe.
Isn't that weird? Because we...
I don't think the one you're talking about at one time was a car dealership after the bank went out.
Well, last time I heard it was a place where you got your hair done now,
well,
the bank that I worked in.
I haven't been down there for a long time.
Yeah, and there was also a commercial savings bank. When you were first coming into town down by the school.
Yep, but I ain't there no more.
Nope. But they were all three in business when I was there, and they still had the Five and Dime down by the Heritage, which that's long gone.
All little towns are just, they're dying. You can buy downtown property, especially in Prospect, perhaps, you know, practically nothing.
Well, and we learned that this is an interesting conversation to have this morning, because apparently... one of the two restaurants left over in LaRue is going out of business, so Cooney's will now be the only place you can eat in LaRue.
Yep.
So there you go. Sign of the times.
So have I missed anything last couple days?
Oh, Jesus, tons. This show
I've
never stops spinning.
I've been listening too much. I've been having so much trouble with my legs that I just can't sleep, and... And when I get to sleep, I don't want to wake up. I wake up and turn the alarm clock off and sometimes and can't stay awake.
I'm trying to think of what the tenor of the conversation was the last 2 days. I'm trying to think of what we talked about yesterday. See, I black out after the show is over. I you know, you can't keep all that in your memory. But yesterday...
Anything about this great war we're having?
I don't think we did talk about the war yesterday.
There wasn't $200 billion for this war, for the Pentagon, you know, Armed Forces Pentagon.
Yeah.
And, you know, if they would have kept the health care subsidies, that would have cost $30 billion. But we couldn't afford that. We couldn't do that. But we can spend $200 billion on this war. See where that guy from Homeland Security, I think that was... Where is that? He's quit.
Yep.
And he said there was never, ever a threat from Iran bombing us.
He did, but this guy, I did a little checking on his past. Apparently he went on some anti-Semitic talk shows, and he had some very... And in his letter, he kind of blames Israel. And I...
He does not kind of blame Israel.
Well,
I mean, he
real part of the problem. They're the one who got Trump in there.
Yeah, but I mean,
Trump's gonna wanna cancel the midterms, you know, with this war going on.
Yeah, but he, I say kind of blames Israel because he also says there was no imminent threat. So basically he says what we're being told is a lie. And then he says, well, it's because of Israel and...
the PAC.
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure if that guy's on the up and up. I don't know if we can take his word for anything. Well, but now the guy they want to replace him with, he's as crazy as the last guy.
Well, I'm not saying you take his word for it. I'm just, that's just what he said.
Yeah, but this new guy, he's a former MMA fighter. He's...
Who?
He was being deposed yesterday by the Senate. I mean, he's... He's he's gonna pass.
Was he something?
I don't think like I don't know.
Was he just an MMA fighter?
Trump?
No, he was. He had a lot of jobs. He was like a construction worker, an MMA fighter. He has a weird resume.
Well, I'd rather take his word for than Trump or XF.
Terrorist person?
Yeah, yeah. But he'll pass. He'll get confirmed. But, boy, he was having some outs yesterday with the Senate.
Have you seen any of the Pam Bondi where she's doing her deposition?
Mark Wayne Johnson is his name, I'm being told.
I haven't heard too much about him.
Well, you'll trust me. You'll be hearing about him because he's a rough behind the ears type of guy.
I don't know why they haven't got rid of Bondi yet, the way she... lies and, you know, yells at him. I don't know. I don't know why she's not gone.
I do remember one of the conversations yesterday was about why does nobody trust local government anymore? Why do they not have our trust? Local.
Well, I'd rather trust local government before the federal government. And all this money problems going on, and damn mayor, he won't come in and talk to us. And now Jason Schauber's out. You know, he was the only one that would come and, you know, discuss stuff with us. And they're using playbook from Trump. You know, they didn't want to have him, you know, involved in things that they was talking about. I mean, I don't see how you should be able to keep a council person out of anything that's going on.
No, wait, I'm being told it's Mark Wayne Mullen, not Mark Wayne Johnson. Mark Wayne Mullen.
Okay.
And we're also getting a message from one of the...
One of those Fox News correspondents?
I don't know. He was a talk show host, too. He's got a long resume. But we're also getting a message from one of our listeners this morning. Says, thank God they did away with DEI so we can get more unqualified candidates in office.
Isn't that the truth?
Well, you know, there you go.
I don't think that's the problem.
Well, I don't know what the problem is, but there's some doozies. This guy got into a fight yesterday. I saw a clip with Rand Paul, who's a Republican, because this guy... apparently, Rand Paul praised the guy who beat up Rand Paul and broke his ribs and attacked him and did all these things.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that a little bit.
And the guy would not apologize. Well, there you go.
Yeah. Rand Paul did get beat up pretty bad by his neighbor.
He did, and this guy thought that was okay.
Broken and everything.
Maybe it's his MMA background coming out. I don't know. We'll see. Well, stay tuned today. We're on till 1 o'clock, so we're in it for the long haul this morning.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So what do you think, Matt?
What about?
All that whole mess we just went through. We just spent 19 minutes there.
Well, I mean, you know, we bounced around a bit. I don't know. We spend $1 trillion on the military every year. I mean, it doesn't surprise me that they want $200 billion more. That's like chump change to the trillion, you know? Well, I guess not really. It's like a fifth, but nonetheless, I mean, they're, you know.
He did threaten to beat up a union leader, too. I do remember hearing that. This guy's a little nutty.
I was trying to read some about him. I can't really find much about him.
Well, he's crazy. But that's par for the course. Go ahead, caller.
Senator Mark Wayne. It's one name, Mark Wayne.
Mark Wayne.
It took me forever to figure that out.
From Oklahoma, the former MMA fighter and now senator from Oklahoma and soon to lead Department of Homeland Security.
Why and this
Fetterman,
guy?
It was Fetterman's vote from Pennsylvania that pushed him over the edge.
I could see that. Now, this Fetterman, he's going to have a price to pay. When's he up for re-election?
He deserves it. And I don't know.
I think 2 years.
He's been in office for about 3 years, maybe. This might be his third year.
I don't know what's wrong with that guy. Well, he does have some problems.
Yes, he did have a stroke while he was running for election.
Yeah.
But, Mark Wayne threatened to fight a union leader during a Senate hearing, actually got up from the table and started to, act like he was going to leave his post and go fight someone in the gallery. Well, someone that was giving sworn testimony.
See, this is why I don't like the MMA stuff, because I believe those guys are really... Well, they have too much testosterone, it seems like to me.
Yeah, amped up.
They're very amped up. They're always ready to fight. They just want to fight. They're not even listening to what you're saying. They just want to fight you. That's all they want to do. They want to fight.
The United States senator threatening to fight someone under oath, or that's testifying under oath. I mean, I don't even know what to say about that. Like, that wouldn't that be a crime under most circumstances?
Well, you would think, but I don't know why the guy could not just apologize to Rand Paul for saying that he thought that his getting beat up...
Well, then that would make him a beta male, right? Alpha males don't apologize.
What, is that right? I don't know.
I assumed you to be an alpha. That's why I was asking.
Well, I don't know that I've ever had to apologize, because I don't know that I've ever been wrong. So
that. As long as you're perfect, you don't ever have
as long
to
as
apologize.
You're right. But I don't know. Wasn't there
I
a line in
to
a movie?
I apologize to Maddie for being so mean to him the other Friday.
I was mean to Matt?
I was.
Oh, you
I
were.
I wanted to apologize.
Oh,
so
good.
I'm
there
sorry,
you go.
Matt, for being mean.
No
so
problem.
Mean. Not kind of. I'll never apologize for being kind of mean, but I was... more than kind of mean, and I apologize.
Oh, that was the whole the school story,
diversion
right?
Diversion thing.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you guys have noticed. It just seems now, I don't know what I did to my algorithm, but I'm just getting all kinds of those stories now. There's a teacher in Delaware that was just arrested. I mean, I think within a few days. She had had sex with a student 10 years ago, and the student came forward and said that they had been having a relationship, and now she's facing unlawful sexual conduct with a minor.
Well, see, that's what I was trying to say during that entire thing without saying that this has almost become commonplace. This goes on a lot more than people think it does. This is not like needle in a haystack territory.
But you weren't excusing it. You were just saying sort of more raising awareness that we don't realize how often this goes.
Right. And if people
like,
think...
Oh, no big deal.
Oh, no, I'm not saying it's not a big deal. I think it's a big deal. But I'm saying it's become a thing to where everybody is not brought up on charges unless you do some pretty extreme things with the student, or it's there's a big age gap. Because the school doesn't...
Does it seem to be skewed more towards men that... Men get in trouble and women don't? Because that seems to be the trend that I see.
Well, I'll tell you, I would say...
For men getting worse trouble, I guess.
I would say yes, but the difference is that it seems to be that more women seem to be doing it. So, I don't know. It's very peculiar. I don't know if these...
It is strange. I don't understand why. I mean, not excusing it. But your younger teachers, you know, that are closer to age in these peer groups, you know, say like a 23 and a 17, again, I'm not excusing it. But when you start talking, I think the woman in Delaware was 34 and the student was like 14. Ugh. Even the ones that are like 16 and 17, I have a 16, almost 17-year-old now, and... sometimes his armpits stink, and I have to ask him if he's brushed his teeth, and I'll walk into his bedroom, and it looks like a wild animal lives there. And, I mean, I love him, and I wouldn't trade him for the world, but I sure as hell wouldn't date one.
Well, you know what's interesting? This is almost paralleling something that I have thought about recently. Because, and I have to be very careful in telling this story. Now, this is not somebody under 18, but this is somebody certainly probably...
Younger than you.
Younger than me, yes. A little younger than me. Now, recently, this person, I'm going to call it oversharing what was going on in their life. To the point to where, you know, I'm doing this with this person and it's happened this many times and, you know, it was a female. Now,
lucky
no.
You.
Well, yeah, lucky me. So, I mean, this is disgusting to me as I'm listening to the whole story and I'm thinking, why?
You're such a prude, Spears. But
is that a prude?
No, I don't.
Do you want to hear that stuff?
You, well, it depends on who it's from. Well, not details, no, but, you know, no, I don't want to hear those sorts of things from people. Yeah, but you just said the way you said disgusting. I could tell you're really appalled.
Well, it's disgusting because I'm thinking, okay, well, good for you. You know, I mean, I'm glad things are happening that many times a week for you. But the problem is that it was a complete overshare by somebody who is nowhere near in the same category age-wise that I am, but they felt comfortable enough to do it. And I'm thinking...
Oh, kids these days, man, they will talk about... And I can't believe... I mean, the boys... And someone made a comment, and you read it, that the girls are just as aggressive as the boys these days. I'm almost wondering sometimes if the girls aren't more aggressive. We always used to talk about, you know, locker room talk and... boys will be boys and that sort of thing. Some of the stuff, I remember, okay, you were talking about Perkins. It took me back to my Michael's Steakhouse days. They went out of business in 2008, if you're wondering when they went out of business. I was pregnant with my son. That's how I know, and I worked there. But the girls there back then, they were high school girls, and the stuff they would talk about doing, I mean, I'm a pregnant 30-year-old woman, and I'm blushing. You know, we all know how I got that way, but I couldn't believe
the stork. Was it the stork?
Exactly.
The stork
magically brought me my baby.
I still prefer that story to any
okay.
other story.
That's
yeah.
exactly how it happened. But these girls were teaching me things that I didn't know about Spears, and they're like 18, 19 years old, and I'm just standing there with my mouth hanging open, and I'm like, "You do what?" Apparently, Indian Mound, the school, the little area, the wooded area, that was a pretty popular place to hook up. I don't know if it still is or not.
Oh, yes, it was. Oh, yeah, yes, it was.
I didn't know about that. I wonder how many love children were conceived back in the woods back there.
I don't know, but you didn't want to go on a hike back there.
Okay, yeah. So hopefully they got that under control.
Yeah.
But I learned all sorts of things, and these girls were talking about stuff I didn't know about when I was that age. So, yeah, I think... both genders have become equally aggressive when it comes to sexuality and oversharing and what they're willing to say and what they're not willing to say.
This might be a setup for failure, though, because it's my understanding that males are at the most that way in their 20s.
Yes,
and
they peak.
They peak in their
20s. Around 30, in their 30s, late 20s.
But mm-hmm. but women come later.
Mm-hmm.
They come, like, in their 40s.
And I'd say it's in the 30s, I think, is what science points to.
Okay, so there is an age gap there, and maybe that's one of the problems when we are looking at this, because the boys
we
are...
We mature faster mentally, emotionally, than you all do. You mature faster sexually than women.
Right, but now think about that. If
technically,
but I mean,
back in the day, that's the way things were.
But take everything out of this conversation with the teacher and the student. Now, take a 16-year-old boy. Now, he's obviously feeling himself for the first time in his life, and he probably wants to do things. And now you've got this 19, 20, 21-year-old, possibly good-looking female. Now, that's
right.
probably a lot different than the awkward girls who are your age. And if you think you've got a shot with this female, you probably are going to go for it. Now, should the female stop it? Yes. But now she's looking at, you know, there's not a lot of difference between those ages physically.
To me, they're, okay, so I'm going to go with this example. The Ian Gordon situation, the family member of mine that he was having the quote-unquote relationship with, because they were 16, and it wasn't forcible. So in their minds, it was a relationship. Now let's keep on the back burner that he also had his own apartment. He had a live-in girlfriend who was expecting a baby. He had a 40-hour-a-week job.
Boy, he's very busy.
with overtime. So he's working more than 40 hours a week. He's got a pregnant significant other. He's having sex with a sophomore in high school who's going to cheerleading practice after school. You know, do you see the disconnect? And he was only 20.
He was able to get all that done. See, that's what
I mean, he was a productive fellow. He really managed
sure
his time well.
He certainly knew time management.
Yes.
But
it helps when you work opposite shifts of your pregnant significant other.
But think about, I guess my point
but
in
you
that.
You see what I'm saying? Like, he had a whole adult life.
Yeah.
But he's having sex with someone who's only, I'm using air parentheses there, who's only 4 years younger than him. But they're worlds apart.
Well, are they in that situation? I don't know.
You're talking about somebody that's going to cheerleading practice after school as opposed to somebody who's a corrections officer and in charge of keeping track of inmates at school or at jail. Now, is a teacher much different than a prison guard?
Well, you can't do illegal things. I mean, this is number one. You can't do things that are illegal. So,
I know I keep coming back to her, but I'm going to honestly say, even if the last name wasn't attached, I would still have an issue with it, but I'm still going with the last name attached to it is playing a role into why we're not hearing about it. And speaking of our inept prosecutor, he got the continuance in the Heidi Ratliff case yesterday.
Oh, did he? Well,
yeah.
I would imagine with this situation.
Yes, June 15th. However, he also has the Stark County case with the police officers who held their knee in the back of a man until he suffocated. He's the special prosecutor on that. And when he went in to court yesterday to ask for the continuance in the Heidi case, he had not filed anything in that case asking for a continuance. And I happened to look this morning, and he still has not filed anything for a continuance in that case.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what goes on. I mean, I saw him. What did I see him doing recently?
He has a legitimate issue going on in his family. I cannot take that away from him. If that is the issue in this case, then that is the issue in all of his cases. You can't use it as an excuse in one case and not use it. I don't want to say excuse. You can't use it as a reason in one case and not use it as a reason for all cases.
Well, I'm sure he's having a bad time, and you know, we'll...
There's no doubt in my mind. Yeah. But if he needs to remove himself from one case because of that bad time, he needs to remove himself from all cases. Shouldn't he be more loyal to the people of Marion than he is to another county? And if he's not able to perform his duties to us because of a legitimate reason, how is he able to perform duties for another county?
Well, see, I feel bad for him in a way that his career... has diminished.
He's done this to himself, Scott.
Well, right, but I still feel bad when that happens. Because I think it's unfortunate when somebody, you know, when you meet somebody and they've got high aspirations and they're energetic and they've got a lot going on, and then they just take a few missteps and it's all downhill and you can never really recoup it. That's unfortunate.
Few missteps? I think Ayers Ratliff and Heidi Ratliff would call their lives more than a few missteps.
Well, no, and you've got to feel bad for them, too, because, you know, what has happened to them is not...
So now you have them dragging... Heidi can't leave the state of Ohio because she's under indictment. So these people can't even plan a vacation. They can't even plan to get away... Ayers has been acquitted since the beginning of February. They can't even plan to just get away from it all. And I was speaking with Ayers yesterday. He's had some really good job opportunities elsewhere, outside of the state of Ohio. And
well,
he can't
there you
even go.
Go
interview. He can't even go interview for him. Very good opportunities. Very good. In the horse racing industry, which he loves.
Now, do you think, and I hope not, but do you think this will come back to haunt him? Does he tell them that this has happened?
Tell them that he has lost job opportunities?
No, that he has been accused and stood trial and was found not guilty of this crime.
They contacted him, from my understanding.
Oh, okay. Well, I wonder, because he's
back to doing backup racing. He's back to doing backup harness announcing.
Oh, well, there you go, then. That's good.
At Scioto Downs in Northfield Park, I heard him telling that, and it made my heart happy. I mean, he obviously can't bump out the person that took his job, but they trust him enough to and believe in him enough to bring him in as the backup announcer. And he's calling some other races around the state of Ohio. And actually, I believe he said the organization that terminated him when this all started, I believe, I could be wrong, I believe they contacted him about employment. I could be wrong about that, or maybe it was just mentioned in passing. But people are contacting him, which, I mean, that makes my heart happy. So, but he can't do anything about it. He can't take those, seize those opportunities because Grogan is still dragging his family through the mud.
Well, it's unfortunate, and I don't know where that all goes in the end. You know, it's.
And the daughter yesterday, she was there. She has her own attorney. Her attorney was with her. She spoke. She asked the judge to please just dismiss this because dragging it out was making it worse on her. And, you know, she can't really get over this and move on. And everything that's happened and, you know, sort of what she's caused, she can't forgive herself and heal and move on because it won't end.
Well, it's...
And that was out of her mouth.
Well, see, that's the problem, though. But
she's an articulate young woman. You know, she's older now. We're talking 2.5 years. 2 years have passed now. She's older and can speak for herself and spoke up strong like a young woman and said her feelings and, you know, like, this is just making my life worse.
Well, the problem is that the internet has made things much more difficult to get past, and, you know, you always wonder, you know, as management shifts and people take new positions, if they Google somebody and something like that pops up, what are they going to do? You know, different people think different ways, and I think that's everybody's problem associated with this, and it was long before the verdict, and I think it will be long after the verdict. Everything apparently is supposed to follow you to the grave. You know, even if there is no crime, you know, it doesn't matter. It's still going to follow you to the grave because some people want to continuously bring it up.
And that's why this is more than just a misstep on our prosecutor's part.
Well, it was unfortunate. I mean, I still don't know what happened there. I don't know why it got to that point.
And why we're still, it's still lingering. Matthew, do you have any thoughts?
As far as the Ayers Ratliff thing?
As far as anything. I'm just curious. You just sit back there all quiet and I forget you're back there. And
he's Googling things. I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah, I'll just read the news while they're callers a lot of the time. That's what I'll be doing.
Are you reading anything interesting?
Well, as of currently, I was reading up what this fake sugar is
I'm talking over here doing a show. You're reading about your drink
specifically this time. Usually, I am reading the news. I just realized that there was something called erythritol.
I'm interested in drink sugar.
Yeah, but it's a sugar alcohol, and I was like, alcohol.
Let's get back to the point.
Sugar alcohol replaces sugar. But you can count that out of your carb count.
So do you come out of your, do you accept the apology and everything's kosher now?
Oh.
Well, I mean, I was never upset. I mean, it happens. I mean, there's definitely been people who argued with me before.
I felt bad because I was harsh and you didn't deserve that. So,
what was the argument?
Want,
I don't even remember.
Buddy, if you don't want my apology, you can shove it, okay?
I always like apologies. Apologies are good.
So what was your point of view again?
Well, I don't think we about the Stuyvesant case, and wasn't a big deal. I think,
no,
that's how
a big
I
deal.
Perceived it. That's how I perceived it.
I would, I mean, I didn't know much about... I still don't know much about the case, but no. I mean, we pretty much agree on... Like, if River Valley was supposed to send all the information to whatever board they were supposed to and didn't, then I don't know why they didn't. I mean, I'd agree there. And, yeah, I mean, like, I don't know why it wasn't, like... I mean, yes, there were... I don't know why a lot of things didn't happen, but, I mean, you know...
Do you see, I mean, you know, I'm loving a good conspiracy these days. Do you see how the average show could be like, maybe the name attached to it has something to do with it. Maybe Ray Grogan and the name attached to it standing with their arms around each other have something to do with it. I mean, just average person here, you know, like, of course, you know, I believe in the whole Republican Marion County cabal, so... You know, I'm a little biased on it, but...
I mean, like, yeah, it's plausible, I suppose, but I mean, there's just... I haven't seen any evidence or anything of the sort, so...
Well,
it seems
see,
like
I,
everybody's
I was,
been inactive, so...
I was building mine on the pattern of, like, Twyla Lang never being prosecuted, Miranda McGinnis situation never being discussed, how there just seems to be a pattern that if you... were or are a part of that party, then you don't get prosecuted, or you're affiliated with it.
Well, I don't think. I mean, she might have been a Republican, but she wasn't a politician or anything.
And Judge Edwards was certainly prosecuted and went to prison.
Warner.
Or Judge Warner. Why did I say Judge Edwards? Judge Warner.
Yeah, I was confused there. I didn't know anything
about
that.
The
yeah, no.
Judge we've had.
Yikes. It's been so long ago.
He was... Okay, well, that happens when you leave people on the side of the road for dead. I mean...
Right, but I mean, if the theory is consistent, I mean, he was not the driver of the car. There was
okay,
never any of...
Yeah, but you can't hide a person left on the side of the road for
he
dead.
He was not the driver
of the car.
Whereas you can
hide a sex scandal.
I thought he was the driver.
No,
of the
he
car.
Was not the driver of the car. His
no,
wife was.
No, he was not the driver. I've read all the police... the court stuff extensively, and her DNA was on the
airbag.
Is she
still in prison?
His DNA was on the passenger airbag. Now, there is a very, very good possibility that he hopped in the vehicle after it wrecked because the front end was so damaged that someone without good upper body strength would not have been able to control the vehicle all the way to their house because from the scene of the accident all the way to their house, there was a groove in the road where they were riding on the rim of the tire, so it would have taken incredible strength to turn it and turn into the garage and
but I think
all of that stuff. So it's speculated, just speculated, that he hopped in the vehicle after the accident.
But I think it's also the severity of the crime and who is making the allegation. And
okay, so, and you know, we also said that the boy is just his word against hers, okay? Back to the Ian Gordon situation. This was all it took to send this man to prison was these girls testifying under oath. It was their sworn testimony, and based on their sworn testimony alone, he pled guilty. So, sworn testimony alone, you don't have to have a rape kit to prove rape.
But were they saying rape? They were saying rape, were they not?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think this boy is saying he was raped.
But no, he's not saying he was raped.
That's the difference.
But the crime, my family member didn't say they were raped either, but they said they had sex with him.
Well, isn't that going to be statutory rape?
Yeah, it's unlawful sexual conduct with a minor.
Right, but there were people in his case, the Gordon case, that did say they were raped, didn't they?
Yes.
Well, I think that's, that's the difference.
Okay, no, he went to prison for rape and for unlawful sexual conduct with a minor. So he went for girls that he forced to have sex with him, and he went for girls that agreed to have sex with him.
He
went for both.
Right, but I think that's a hard case to say that it was just solely based upon the girls who were underage.
When you start talking about text messages and things like that, it's not that hard to prove. She admitted to having nude photos of him on her phone. She admitted to kissing him. That is sexual conduct between a teacher and a student.
Well, I would not deny that, but again, the picture thing, I don't quite understand that because
Do you want to be caught with a student's junk on your phone?
No, but again, if they send it...
Do you think that you would be charged if you were caught with a student's junk on your phone?
Well, probably, but I'm just saying if somebody sends something to you, what are you supposed to do?
What would you do if a student sends something to you?
Well, I would probably go to the administration.
Okay.
Because you can't stop it.
You would do something, right?
Yeah.
Why do you have this kid's phone number?
Exactly.
I don't know anybody in my class who had any teacher's phone number.
Exactly.
Oh, that's not uncommon.
That's not uncommon. Oh.
That's not uncommon.
Is that a,
okay, like,
that
in
the recent thing?
Situations, no. See, no. I, even most teachers now I know are going to, like, texting apps. They invite parents to join also, and it'll be like a...
Like a server kind of thing?
App. It's like a group message thing where you can go in and just everybody adds to it, you know what I mean? You can go back and see what was said, and you can post announcements and that sort of thing, but there is... You can interact immediately, well, not immediately, but you can send a message directly to the teacher and they can send you a message directly back, but it's building a record the whole time. You know what I mean? This is the teacher's smart for doing this to protect themselves. So if something inappropriate comes across that app, they can say, yo, they sent this to the school app. Look what was sent to me in the school app.
I know that there are
people... Would you give a student your phone number, Scott?
I don't give anybody my phone number. Because I don't really want to hear from anybody at this point. Huh?
9944.
You can call me here. We'll talk here on the phone. But, no, it's listen, we're going to go to break. We'll continue the conversation. But I just don't... It's not uncommon to give a coach your phone number or the coach to give you their phone number. It's not uncommon for a tutor. It's not
But it's uncommon for junk to come across those.
Yes, and I would hope that she was appalled by it.
Apparently she wasn't.
Well, then that's a whole nother thing. Listen, we'll continue. We got to take a break. We're coming back.
Bye,
stay
guys.
Tuned.
CRTmechanicals.com.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn, but that isn't the case for new